They're the latest in wearable gadgets for the way we live and play and the way we work, all supported by advances in the virtual ways we interact with our world.
Oh my God. Okay, there's a woman here. I feel rather embarrassed. Okay. That's rather disturbing.
And then some devices that leave you wondering whether humanity is the winner or loser.
So you can check 100 workers to make sure they're all concentrating.
Yes.
And if someone's not concentrating, what happens to them then?
Japan once blazed the trail as the world's pioneer in the personal gadget.
Oh, wait, yes, there is.
But it now lags behind its rivals in finding innovative ways to use its high-tech skills.
I'm using this kind of smart glasses for more than 20 years.
In the West, especially the United States, there is more of a mood of innovation. Japanese consumers are not as excited about this technology.
It's hoped big events like this, scaled back during the pandemic, will now help Japan restore what it sees as its rightful position as the leading provider of the latest and niftiest must-have.
I think we're getting a lot of people coming today, and it seems like we're back to like 2018.
Yeah. With masks.
But with masks.
Just have a virtual mask one day.
Yes, hopefully.
Many devices now find a natural role post-pandemic as we become more contactless. But all of them, it seems, more complex.
One of the new areas of innovation is so-called energy harvesting, whereby gadgets of the future will be powered by your own body heat. So even if you don't understand them, simply wearing them will be doing some good.
Adorning ourselves with ever more gadgets, but still a little room for the part that's human. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Tokyo.